नमस्सर्वेभ्यः अद्य तिङन्त प्रक्रियायां षोडशः पाठः नवम्बर् मासस्य द्वितीयः दिनाङ्कः येनाक्षर समाम्नायमधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। So yeah, we'll do a quick recap of what we did last class. We're studying an overview of the Tinganta Prakriya, how things happen in a sequence. Adau Mula Dhatuhu Dhatu Pathat Svikriyate Sarthaha Anubandha Sahitaha सः अंशः गतकक्षायां दृष्टः। ततः इत्थम्या लोपः धातोः ये ये इत्थम्यकाः वर्णाः तेषाम् अभिज्ञानं लोपश्च क्रियते। तत्र धातुषु सूत्रत्रयमेव अन्वेति इत्थम्या प्रकारस्य धातुषु उपदेशयजननासिक इत्यनेन अनुनासिकः अच् हलन्त्यमित्यनेन अन्त्ये विद्यमानः हल् आदिर्ण्यटुडवः इत्यनेन आदौ विद्यमानाः ञीटुडु इति समुदायाः। ततः प्राकृतिकानि कार्याणि, दिस् वास् द फोकस् आफ् लास्ट् क्लास्। केचन कार्याणि बहिर्भूतं किमपि निमित्तम् अनपेक्ष्य धातुषु प्रवर्तन्ते। So some karyas which happen without requiring an external nimitta, the presence or absence of a pratyaya or anything at all. It's just as soon as we have the dhatu, we do some karyas. Tatra adau dhatvadeshasaha ityanena dhatoho adau vidyamanasya shakarasya murdhanya shakarasya sthane sakaradeshaha kriyate। नोनः इत्यनेन धातोः आदौ विद्यमानस्य णकारस्य मूर्धन्य णकारस्य स्थाने दन्त्यः नकारः आदेशत्वेन क्रियते। इदितोनुम् धातोः यस्मिन् धातौ इकारः ह्रस्व इकारः इत्सम्यकः तत्र इत्सम्यकस्य लोपानन्तरम् नुम् आगमः क्रियते। अन्त्यादतः परः नुमागमः, नुमागमे कृते नश्चापदान्तस्य झलि इत्यनेन अनुस्वारः, अनुस्वारस्य ययि परसवर्णः इत्यनेन परसवर्णः अपि यदि अवकाशः अस्ति तर्हि भवति। उपधायां च इत्यनेन यस्य धातोः उपधायां रेफः विद्यते, रेफस्य रेफात् प्राक् यदि इक् वर्णः अस्ति तर्हि तस्य दीर्घः क्रियते। यथा कुर्द् इत्यस्ति चेत् कूर्द् इति भवति। एतानि प्राकृतिकानि कार्याणि दृष्टानि। अग्रे यद्यदस्ति तत्सर्वम् इतोपि द्रष्टव्यम्। सो वि विल् सी देम् वन् आफ्टर् द अदर्। सो विल् स्टार्ट् वित् लकारस् टुडे। सो बिफोर् दट् द एक्ससैज् आफ् लास्ट् क्लास्। सो एषु धातुषु इत्सम्यकवर्णाः लोपनीयाः प्राकृतिकानि कार्याणि यदि सम्भवः अस्ति तर्हि करणीयम्। सो बिफोर् दट् देयर् वाज़् अ क्वेश्चन् आन् वै उपधायां च। नो, ऐ वाज़् स्टिल् नाट् एबल् टु फैण्ड् इट् औट्। गिव् मी वन् मोर् वीक् एट् लीस्ट्। I call up a few of my teachers and find out if there is a reason. So the exercises start with, somebody say Paul, you want to go? Okay.
Unmuted. Okay, number one, Orv Insartha. Orv. Upadeshe Janasika It. Satya Lopaha. Ur Upadayancha.
Right.
Upadayancha. Number two. Ivi Vyastau is Upadeshe Janunastika it Satya Lopaha. Itito numdato ho inv nasya padantasya jari inv anusvarasya jari parasavarnaha.
What do you get, Vaina?
What do you get?
What is the parasavarna?
What is the parasavarna? Well, yai, it's a yai. Va is a yai letter.
See, here there is no chal to start with. Nashta padanta se chali. Vakara is not chal. So the nakara remains as nakara. One of the very few cases where it does not
affect. Right. Okay.
So, inv, once we do Numagama, there is nothing further.
There is nothing further. Yeah, okay. I got caught there.
Yeah, next one more.
Okay. Shun, and it's, I think it's a typo. It should be Shunya.
No, it is Shtung. Right? There is no
Shtung. There is no Shtung. Yeah, Shtung. But is it? I mean, I see.
That was a typing error. I think that's an
error. Okay. So shunya.
Shtung.
So then it's shunya. Okay. So then it's upadeshe janunasika ita.
No. We don't have a.
Oh, it's not okay. It doesn't have an anunasika there. That's what. Yeah, I got caught on, which I remember that now. Okay. Yeah, that's right. And actually, that's what I have, but I was getting confused. So it's shun, and it's, if it's shunna, then it's upadeshe janunasika it. Right?
No.
I'm getting confused on this one because of the mistake there. So what am I doing? Because I think the datu should end up as shun, and then stun. That way,
the nakara goes by halantyam.
Okay. Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So the dhatu is not stutau?
Shtung stutau.
Shtung stutau.
Or maybe nakara.
Oh, stutau. Okay. And then the nakara, it goes by halantyam. I had that, but I didn't take it away, so I was really confused about it. Okay. So then it's stu by halantyam and tasyalopaha, and then stu by datvadeshasaha.
Right. So we do dhatvadeshasaha. And then the takara is converted to takara. Because as I said, wherever a shakara in the dhatu is followed by a tavarga letter, once we remove the shakara, the tavarga letter gets converted to the tavarga. So the dhatu is stu. Okay. So, stauti, yeah, it's probably nyakara there, not a ngakara. I'll just check it. Probably the dhatu is shtunya. Because stauti is, it's definitely there as a parasmaipadi. Okay, I'll check the dhatu part. So, anybody else? Yes. Ananta Krishna?
Namaste.
Yeah.
Shruti va?
Ha, Shruti. What does it
mean? Shnau?
Shnai?
Shnau pula?
Shnai.
Shnai. Shnai. Shnata. Shnai. The pradatvate hai shaha itarena shnai bhavati.
It's a mekahavarnaha nasti. Shakarasya sakaraha nakarasya nastvam. Nakaraha nakaraha bhavati.
Snayati. Laghi. उपदेश अजननासिकयित् इत्यनेन सूत्रेण लघ् इदितोः नुम् धातोः इत्यनेन नुमागमः ल नु घ् नश्चापदान्तस्य झलि इत्यनेन सूत्रेण लङ् ल अनुस्वारः घ् अनन्तरम् अनुस्वारस्य यै परसवर्णः इत्यनेन सूत्रेण लङ् लङ्गते इति भवति इति अहं चिन्तयामि.
नकारः भवति अनुस्वारस्य स्थाने कवर्गपञ्चमः आदेशः.
स्थल इति उपदेश अजुनासिक इत् इत्यनेन सूत्रेण स्थल् भवति. दात्वादेः सः अनन्तरं षकारनिवृत्तौ स्थुत्वस्य अपि निवृत्तिः इत्यनेन स्थल् इति
स्थल्
स्थल् द्वितीय
द्वितीय. धन्यवादः. राव महोदय.
नंबर सेवन पदि प्रादिगण किञ्चित् चलने सेट् सकर्मक धातु आत्मनेपदम् उपदेशे अजन्नाकै अनुनासिकै लोपः इत्यनेन स्पद् इतितो नुम् धातोः इत्यनेन स्पन्द् कपिङ्ग्.
अत्रापि नष्टापदान्तस्य झलि अनुस्वारस्य परसवर्णः इति करणीयम्
इन् प्लेस् आफ् नकार विल् गेट् दि न्या
न अनुस्वारः भवति पुनः नकार एव भवति वस्तुतः भेदः न दृश्यते तथापि करणीयं तवर्गः इत्यतः नकार एव भवति पुनः स्टिल् द सूत्र विल् नाट् it will be. I mean, even if there is no change, since the conditions are satisfied, the sutra will be applicable.
Okay.
So we do Nashtapadantasya Jali and Anuswarasya I Parasavara.
Okay. Nakara is the, you know, Anuswara for the Takara, Tavarga, still
Parasavara. Yeah.
Parasavara stays the same. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kapi. Padigana, Chalne, Set, Sakarmak Dhatu, Atmanepadam, Upadesha, Ajanasaka It, Tattalopaha, Kamp, Idito, Nundatoh, Kamp, and then because the Parasavarna for Pa is Ma, it becomes Kamp.
Sanaswaraha, Parasavarne, Kamp.
Kamp. Next one, Hrinya. Swadigana, Abhishave, Anit, Sakarmaka, Ubhayapadi, Halantyam Ithanyana, Niyakarha, Lopaha, and Dhatvade, Shahzaha, Sakarastane, Sakarabhavati, Su.
Asti. Dhanyavada. Su iti. Next, Sharma Mahare. Mahi. Right. So there is no parasavarna here because it is not yaya. It will stay as anuswara. Mamha. अतः परसवर्णः न भवति. Agre.
Shri. Vatsvade Shahasaha. Shri. Halantyam Tushyalopaha. Shri.
Adav itsamya kriya.
Paritaha kartabhipraya kriya bhaja ubhaipadi.
Satyam.
Niti. No naha. Niti.
Na. Gurvi. Gurvi. Dvadasha.
Gurvi. Upadeshe ajanasi ke tasya lopaha guruva. Upadhayamcha gurva.
Gurva. Upadhayamcha ityanena dirghe gurva. Dhanyada.
Gurva.
Anjana.
Namaste. Shruyate va?
Shruyate.
Nidhi.
Upadeshe
ajanunasika ita tasya lopaha sutrena nid idi bhavati. No naha iti sutrena nakarasya nakara bhavati nid. Rupam prapnoti. Idito num dhatuhu. Iti sutrena nind nakarasya agamaha ikarat paraha agachati nind iti rupam prapnoti nascha padantasya jali anantaram anuswarasya yayi parasavarnaha iti sutrena nind bhavati.
So this is a case where both nonaha and iditonum dhatuhu are acting. So the dhatu is nind, nindati, so nidhi. Next
one is shanj. Shanja. Upadeshe ajanu nasika ite tasya lopaha sutra na shanj iti adi bhavati. Dhatva dehe shaha saha iti sattva sutra na shanj iti bhavati. I had a question there. The laklakara form for that for sajati, but we got sanj. Am I missing something or do we stop?
I think it is sajjate. There is a adesha there. It will change later.
Okay. The next, should I go on?
Yeah, next one.
Is shuti. Upadeshe ajanunasika ita tasya lopaha tena ikarasya lopaha shut. Bhavati. Idito num dhatoho iti sutrena nakarasya agamaha shunt iti bhavati. Nashapadantasya jali tadanantaram anuswarasya yayi parasavarnaha iti sutradvayena shunt iti bhavati.
Shunt. Dhanyada. Ravichandanji. I cannot hear you. Hello? No, cannot hear you.
Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Okay.
Shidhu.
Okay. Shidhu. I thought it was Shidhu. Somehow it seems like a Shidhu. But anyway, it says Shastri.
Shidhu Shastre Mangalyecha.
Mangalyecha. So it will be first Upadesha Ajanunasika
Iti
Shattva Anatohu Shahasaha Iti Siddhu.
Siddhu.
Siddhu. Then Nidhu. Dutu Prerani. Dutu Upadesha Ajanunasika Iti. Then it becomes Nidhu.
Nud.
We have mutcha. Mutcha. Then mutcha upadeshe ajanunasika. So we get mutcha.
Murchi. Yeah. Thank you. Mahadevan. अत्र षत्वं नास्ति तत्र प्रतिषेधत्वात् केन प्रतिषिद्धत्वात् षत्वं न भवति ष्ठिव इत्येव अनुस्वरस्य परसवर्णः परसवर्णे चकारपञ्चमः निञ्ज् थैंक यू हिमांशु
उपदेशे अज नुनासिक एत धात्वादे है शह सह इदि तो नुम धातो नश्चापदान्तस्य झलि अनुस्वारस्य यै परसवर्णः संस
There is no parasavarna. Yai na sakaraha. Ataha anuswaraha. Saumst.
Sho. Dhatvadehe shaha saha. So. Shang. Aupadeshe aj anunasik hit. धात्वादेहे शह स सम
धन्यवाद नीतीश कैन वी डू दिस आई विल कम बैक टू द डाउट्स आई नो दैट आई विल टेक देम एट द एंड
Labi. Upadeshi Ajananas Kaito, then in Rapper. Ritunum Dato, La Nerbu. Shapadanta says, Heli, Jelena, La Anuswara Bur. Lumber.
Lumber.
Lisi. उपदेश अजुनाशिक नो नहा इतने नि विदितोनं धातोः इत्यनेन नि नश्चापदान्तस्य शले इत्यनेन नि अनुस्वार षद् उपदेशे अजननाशिक इत्यनेन षद् आत्वादे सहसः इत्यनेन शब्द.
Dhanyavada. I'll come back to your doubts at then. Well, let's finish the exercises. Okay. Nilesh.
Nudur. Upadeshe ajana nasukaita tasya lopaha tatashat no naha nudur. Disi.
Upadeshe
ajana nasukaita.
Hisi. Hisi.
Upadeshe ajana nasukaita tasya lopaha. तत्पश्चात नष्टापदान्तस्य झलि तत्पश्चात् इदितो नुम् धातोः नष्टापदान्तस्य झलि इति हिंस अन्ते शृणिः उपदेशे चेत् तस्य लोपः धात्वादे श्रोसः
शस्सः
धात्वादे शस्सः इति स्निः
स्निः षकारस्य सत्त्वम्
णकारस्य अपि नकारः.
आम् धन्यवाद. ओके सो वील आई थिंक देयर आर क्वाइट अ फ्यू क्वेश्चंस सो वील कम बैक टू दिस. ओके सो देयर इज वन क्वेश्चन. धातोः मध्ये अनुस्वारः भवितुम् अर्हति वा? निश्चयेन अर्हति. बहुषु धातुषु यत्र अनुमागमः भवति अग्रे यै वर्णः नास्ति, यथा श श स ह इति वर्णाः यदि सन्ति तर्हि अनुस्वारः श्रूयत एव हिंस निंस इत्यादिषु. Okay, so there is one more very common question. Very many. Nishvap 20. Tatra halantyam ittanena itsamya kutona bhavati. So that dhatu is a slightly debatable dhatu. There are a few versions of the dhatu patha which put an akara after it, nishvapa, exactly to protect it from being itsamya. But there are some which give it just as nishvap and they prevent the itsamya lopa by some other means, because the forms are svapiti, so the pakara is not deleted. So there are some cases where prayojana bhavat itsamya na bhavati ittenena itsamya nivaryate athava akaraha anubandhatvena yojyate tena itsamya na bhavati iti. So there are different, so slightly debatable dhatu, but the form is still svapu. Okay, so next there was one for sthivu, the 19. There is an upadhadhirga, it becomes sthivu. But we have not yet done that sutra. Okay, that is not through upadhayancha. Okay, it is from the previous sutra. Vor upadhaya dirghe kaha. We have not done it. So for now, the dhatu is shthiv. Okay. Okay. So there was few more questions. Yeah, there was one more. Stoho ityasya viparitam sutram vartate kim. That is for when we are converting the tavarga to tavarga. As I said, there is no sutra for conversion from tavarga back to tavarga. The shtutva, when there is tavarga, it converts to tavarga. When there is tavarga, it converts to tavarga. So that has been because of the shtutva, because of the presence of the shakara. Once the shakara is gone, shtutvam nivartate. That is what we say, that the shtutva, it is, goes back to the original state, which was the tavarga. Okay? So there is no sutra to convert the tavarga to tavarga, it is just nivritti as a karya which has already happened. So, are there any other questions which I left? I think there was one more which I left. Just a second. Why is known ashtapadantasya jhali in sanju? See, I mean, it is given, the dhatu itself is given with the nakara. So the nakara has been converted to anuswara and parasavarna. That is how we have the nyakara there, the tavarga panchama. So there is no nakara to apply nashta padanta sijhali again.
I think so maybe the question was,
That is lopa. Yeah.
That is where damshu, manchu, panjam,
shapi. Yeah. So,
that's lopa. So I think you asked that question.
No, not that. I mean, there was one more question regarding that. Why is there no Mastavadanta Sel? Yeah, the Lachakara is there as a lopa for the Dhatu. So, yeah. Nitish Chandra, you had some other.
In 24th one, Nakarasya Nakara Bhavadiva, Atkupangum Yevayati.
Chamita?
Meaning, Nakara might have become Nakara by Atkupangum Yevayati due to Sha. Now we are removing that Sha. So.
That depends on. I mean, I think it is an akara, the sanati. I'll just check. So, I think there is no natanivrati there as far as I know. I'll just check the dhatu. Shanu. I mean, that's a possibility, but it depends on the form. Prayoga sharanaha vayakaranaha. So,
I think the dhatu is sanu.
Sanu. Nakara.
Yeah.
I'll just find out. Possible. If it is Sanu, then it is Nakara is.
Yeah, it is Sanu Dhani, so it is Sanu.
Sanu with a Dantya Nakara.
Yeah, the Dantya.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Sanoti or Sanati. Yeah, thank you. So I didn't. So there was one more question. Labi iti dhatav anuswaraha bhavitum arhati. Parasavarnaha. Labi ityatra anuswara krute. Parasavarne lamb itteva. Makaraha eva shruyate. Natu anuswaraha. Dhatvadesha saha iti sutre. Anubandha rahitam yadrupam tatraiva prayogaha bhavativa. Satyam sarvatra. Adau itsamya tasya lopaha, tadanantaram eva anyani karyani. We do the other karyas only after we remove the anubandha. Okay? After we remove the anubandha, whatever is at the beginning, that will get shatva. I guess that is because of the nishvapu. We first remove the nyakara, ni, sorry, not that. And then only the shakara is at the beginning, so then we convert it into. Okay, so labi ityatra, you meant the anunasika for the ikara. Yeah, I think I had not, it was a typing error. So labi ityatra ikarasa anunasika ataha tasya itsamya bhavati. Okay. So that was a typing error, and also as I said, if the dhatu has two ach, the second one is 99% of the cases it will be itsamya. It will get itsamya. Okay. Okay, any other questions? Can we move on? Yeah, there was one more here. So, Paul, which one were you talking about?
I'm here. Yeah, well, I'm talking about the shuns.
Okay.
But, yeah, I think, isn't it always nakara in the original dhatu, and that's why you're saying that it was changed to nas. Padanta Sajali earlier
yes.
When we
yes.
already see it, it's already changed.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
The Nakara is already, it's always Nakara. But
Nakara.
I should remember that there's a huge difference. There are some in which there is Idit, so we bring in the Nakara by Iditonam Dhatuho. There are some which originally have a Nakara, and there is a difference to how they are treated in the Prayoga. Okay. There are some which are Idit and have a Nakara, and there are Anidit. I mean, they originally have an akara in the dhatu itself. So that makes a difference in the prakriya. Do we add it through iditonam dhatoho or is it an original nakara? So that makes a difference. Okay. Okay, there are a few more questions.
Swamiji, could I ask, because
yes.
It was originally a nakara then, or you're saying that some dhatus are not originally nakara?
No, no. What I said was, it's always nakara. What I said was, there are some dhatus which have the nakara in the upadesha itself. as in Shanj, where there is a nakara, the nakara gets anuswara parasavana, fine. But there are some, like instead of making it say shuthi, it does not have it. You do the numagama by idito numdhatohu. You get the nakara. It's still shunti. Okay, you still hear the nakara most of the times, but there is a difference. Is are we bringing the nakara by idito numdhatohu, or is it originally in the upadesha of the dhatu? So that makes a difference later on. Clear?
Unmuted.
Clear?
Well, right, that I'm aware of, but that's a different thing. But yes, the dhatu itself, when it first is upadesha, doesn't it come in with nakara as the dental nakara always, every single time?
Yes, it is the nakara.
Yes,
it is the nakara.
So, right, okay. So then that's how it got changed to Nascha Padantas Jelly before we even saw it here.
Yes.
Is what you're saying.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, good. Thank you. Yeah, I understand now.
Yeah. Okay, there was one more question. Nishwapu, how is Ikara getting Lopa? Nishwapu, the Adir Nito Ravaha gives the Itsamya for Ni, not just Nyakara. That is Nyakara and Ikara together, which is removed, which gets Itsamya and which is removed by Tasya Lopaha. Okay, Anantakrishnan, sorry, you said the last one. Which was the last one? I'm sorry, I lost. Yeah. Wherever the shakara is followed by a tavarga letter, it comes back to tavarga. Yeah. Any other questions? Okay, I think we can now go back to the class. So, yeah. We have done the first three steps. So, the next step is the lakara. I'll be repeating a few of things which we have already studied. Most of people who are studying it for the first time, it's like pretty lot of things to remember, so repetition won't hurt. And even otherwise, we will not be coming back to these concepts later, say the concept of lakara or the prasmaipada, atmaipada. We'll take it for granted and then move on to just the prakriya. Okay? So these are the basics which have to be, you know, very strongly embedded in the mind before we move on. So lakaraha, we've already studied this, but just a quick recap. Kahana lakaraha dhatubhyaha vihitaha pratyayaha. Okay, that is one thing we tend to forget. Lakara is a pratyaya. We are adding it to the dhatus. Dhatoho pratyaya ityadhikare. Pratyaya parascha adhyadhatascha ityadhikare. Dhatoho ityadhikare vihitaha sarve lakaraha. Ataha sarve api lakaraha dhatubhyo vihitaha pratyaya. Datra sutrani lakara vidhayakani sutrani api asmabhi drishtani. Vartamane lat. Vartamanarthe dyotye lat lakaraha bhavati. Bhute ityadhikare chandasi lit. Chandasi nama vede samanya bhutarthe litlakaraha bhavati. Lung loketu samanya bhute lung lakaraha. So lung is the simple past. Anadyatane lung. Na adyatanam anadyatanam. That which is not today. This is yesterday or before that. So earlier. So anadyatana bhutarthe lung lakaraha kriyate. Parokshe lit. Anadyatana bhute parokshe lit lakaraha. So the kriya which we have not seen, which the speaker has not perceived through his senses, is paroksha. Parokshe bhute anadyatane lit lakaraha. Taha bhuta kalarthe trayaha lakaraha lung lung tatha lit. Bhavishyati ityadhikare lrit sheshecha ityanena samanya bhavishyati lrit lakaraha kriyate. Anadyatane lut. Anadyatane bhavishyati. Tomorrow or later. So anadyatana bhavishyati lut lakaraha. Bhavishyadarthe lakaradvayam lrit tatha lut. Yete sarve kalavasakaha nakaraha. Those which principally indicate the time, or what we call the tenses. There are also bhavavasaka lakaras, lakaras which indicate mood, principally, an emotion. Tatra ling nimitte lring kriyati pattau. Bhute cha ityanena, bhute bhavishyati kriyati pattau. Kriyayaha anishpattau. Ling nimitte hetu hetu madbhave. Where we have the cause and effect, there is not, the kriya does not happen, and it can be either in the past or the future. So it is a conditional lakara, we call it as ling. Vidhini mantrana mantrana adhishta samprashna prarthaneshu ling. So the vidhi ling starts with vidhi nimantrana amantrana adhishta samprashna prarthana. So degrees of request to order. So we have the ling lakara. This is what we call the vidhi ling because the sutra starts with vidhi. Lot cha tasti ling arthe ling lakara se hartha vidhyadishu artheshu lot lakara bhavati. Ashishi ling lotau ittenena ashir arthe ling lakara lot lakara ubhau api bhavataha. So we use both ling and lot to indicate ashihi, the desire for something which is not there. So this ling is called Ashir ling because it starts with Ashishi. It is given by the sutra. So in lot there is no difference, but in ling it makes a difference. Ashir ling is different lakara and vidhi ling is a different lakara. Lingarthe late. Chandasi. Vedeshu. Ling lakarasya arthe late lakaraha upayujyate. So these were the lakara vidhayaka sutras. We also saw the lakara vibhaga. Lakaranam vibhagaha. Ekam tu tit nit. Eshu dhatushu takara. Eshu lakareshu takaraha itsamyakaha. Lat lit lut lut let lot. Etesham ekaha ganaha. Nit lakaraha. Lang ling lung rung. Etesham aparaha ganaha. Tathaiva prakriya drishtya sarvadhatuka lakaraha ardhadhatuka lakaraha. Lat lot lung vidhiling sarvadhatuka let. Iti pancha sarvadhatuka lakaraha. Lit lut lrit ashirling lung lring ardhadhatuka let. Iti sapta ardhadhatuka lakaraha. So those are all concepts which you have seen. Any questions in lakaras? Any doubts? Yes, Paul. What is your question about Ashishi Lot? Cannot hear you. You should unmute yourself.
Okay, you didn't hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah, I can hear you now. Okay, so the Lot, and I see there's a difference. You have the Ashishi Lot, and you have the Ashishi Ling.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Then one of them, I mean, when you have the Ashishi Ling, it's Arudataka, and when you have the other ling, it's just sarvadhatuka. So with the lot, what happens there? I'm somehow not, just found a little confusion there.
In Ashir ling, there is a sutra, lingashishi, which makes it an ardhadhatuka. So because of the sutra, it is a different, Panini himself states that it's a different lakara. It becomes ardhadhatuka because of the specific sutra which says lingashishi. Ashir arthe ling lakaraha ardhadhatuka. Once it becomes an ardhadhatuka, the prakriya goes on totally different. In Lot Lakara, it is present in the meanings of Vidhi and also Ashihi. So there is no difference in Prakriya because, as in the Pratyaya itself does not change. There is one Karya which is specific to Lot Lakara in Ashiratha, but I mean, it's only in one form, the Bhavatu Bhavatat. The Tat form, we use it only in the Ashiratha. But otherwise, there is no difference in Prakriya because the Pratyaya is the same. Okay, it doesn't matter for Vyakarana what is the meaning of it unless it is specified. So in Ashirling it is specified by the Sutrakara Lingashishi saying that Ashirathe Linglakaraha Ardhadhatuka. So the difference is because it's an Ardhadhatuka, not simply because it conveys a different meaning. In Lot, there is no such difference in meaning.
Unmuted. Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
that's it.
So we saw the Lakara. The next step, Adagama. Okay, so Adagamaha, Lavasthayam iti Siddhantaha. So Adagama is done at the stage when we have the Lakara. That is generally what happens is as soon as we have the Lakara, we replace it with one of the pratyayas, the thing pratyayas. But if it is the three Lakaras, Lung, Lang, Lung, then before at the stage where we have the Lakara, we do the Adagama. So logically, as in the sequence, that is the next step. If it is one of these three Lakaras, we have to apply the Adagama at this stage, once we do the Lakara. So the Sutra Masti, Lung, Lang, Lung, Shvadudattaha. Lung, Lang, Lung, Shu, Saptami Bahuvachanam. At iti prathama ekavachanam, udattaha ityapi prathama ekavachanam. Angasya iti adhikarahasti, asiddhavaratrabhat ityapi adhikarahasti. So this adhikara does not matter now, so we will not worry about it. Angasya ityasti, kahartaha lung lang rungshu, eteshu lakareshu pareshu, saptami when followed by angasya. At agamaha syat. So angam, we have already defined it in the samya prakarana. Esma pratyay vithistaradi pratyay angam. But we will again go back to the anga in detail later. So you know, as we can see, for the dhatu, dhatoho ityeva phalati. Okay. So angasya adagamaha syat. At iti agamaha bhavati. Sacha udattaha. And that at the akara is, comes as an udatta akara. Okay. So the swara matters for the prakriya, especially in the Vedas. Whereas it is just an at as an agama, saha titi. Adyantau takitau ityanena dhatoho adau bhavati. Okay, so it is added to the beginning because it is tit. Kimudaharanam pathu dhatu hasti lung lakaraha atra lakare pare dhat angasya at iti agama. So you just add an a to the beginning, it becomes apath. Rupamasti apathit. Evam langlakare apath apathat. Lringlakare apath apathishyat. Lung lang lring. Eteshu trishu lakareshu sarvada dhatoho prak adagamaha shruyate. We hear it always except when we use mang. Okay, when we use there is a ma, there is an adagama nishedha. Okay, namang yoga. So in other than those cases, we always hear the akara in these three lakaras. The akara is an agama called at, given by the sutra lung lang rung shvadudattaha. So agrimam sutra masti adajadina. Excuse me just for a moment. Okay, so we'll continue. There is an apavada to adagama. Adajadinam iti agrimam sutram. So the previous was 6471, this is 6472. At prathama vibhakta vekavachanam. Ajadinam iti shashti vibhaktav bahuvachanam. Anuvrittihi lung lang rungshu iti anuvartate. Udattaha ityapi anuvartate. Angasya ityadhikaraha asiddhavadatrabhat ityapyadhikaraha. Lung lang rung lakareshu pareshu. Ajadehe angasya. So the ajadinam qualifies angasya. So you can change the vachana of one of them. You can say ajadinam anganam or ajadehe angasya. Doesn't make a difference. At agamaha bhavati. Sacha udattaha. So instead of at, we get at. Okay. If the anga is ajadi, starts with an ach, instead of at, we get adagama. So, udaharanam, edh dhatu hasti, a karaha bhavati. I am ajadihi, ajaditvati, adagamaha. So, art is also tit, so we add it to the beginning. So, it becomes a edh, there is ruddhi, it becomes aidh, aidhishta, iti rupam. Evam langlakare, aidhata, a edhata, aidhata, lringlakare, aidhishyata. So instead of akara, we have akara. Adagama, if the dhatu is ajadi. Ajadi nam dhatu nam adagamaha, haladi nam dhatu nam adagamaha. Okay, that is the vivastha. So even though lunglanglung shvadudattaha does not specify anything, because if the dhatu is ajadi, it gets adagama. Parisheshat, haladi nam dhatu nam adagamaha. So as soon as we do these three lakaras, lung, lang, rung, we apply either the adagama or the adagama based on the dhatu. If it begins with a consonant, we apply a. If it begins with a vowel, we apply a. Okay. So now, there is also one more thing. As soon as we have adagama, there is one more thing which comes along with it. Atascha, iti sutramasti. Ataha iti panchamyeka vachanam, chakaraha. Anuvrittihi achi iti saptamyeka vachanam, vriddhihi iti prathamaika vachanam. Okay. Samhitayam iti adhikaraha, ekaha purvaparayoho iti api adhikaraha. Okay. So this is actually a sutra which comes between the sandhis. As soon as we have the vriddhi, we have atascha after the vriddhirechi. Okay. Not immediately, there are a few more sutras and then we have atascha. So kaha arthaha, ataha achi vriddhihi samhidayam, ekaf purva parayohu. Ataha achi pare, whenever the at, that is the akara which has come as adagama, achi pare is followed by any ach, purva parayohu, for the purva and the para, eka vriddhi hi syat. So there is vriddhi as the ekadesha samhitayam, when there is samhita. So whenever we do at, okay, it's not just here. Adagamaha anyatrapi vidhiyate, yatra yatra adagamaha kriyate, tatra sarvatra atascha ityanena vriddhi hi bhavati, yadi ajaditvam asti. If the following letter is an ach, as soon as we do at, we do vriddhi by atascha. Okay. So, kim udaharanam pashyamaha. At iti dhatuhu asti. At dhatuhu ajaditvatu adagame krate. A at atra vriddhihi. We don't do savarnadirha here. We do vriddhi by atascha. Vriddhihi nama akaraha. Vriddhirade ichityanena. Ataha at iti rupam. Aap dhatu hasti, aapnoti. Tatra api ajaditvatu adagame krute. Aap, aap itteva bhavati. Tatra api vriddhihi. Ishu dhatu hasti, ajaditvatu adagame krute. A ishu. Atra vriddhau krutayam, aishu itte rupam. Aichat. इति लङ्लकारे इष धातोः रूपम्. अतः आ इष आटश्च इत्यनेन वृद्धौ ऐष ईक्ष अस्ति आ ईक्ष ऐक्ष उष अस्ति आ उष औष ऊह आ ऊह औह रुध आ रुध अत्रापि आटश्च इत्यनेन वृद्धिः उरण्ड्रपरः इत्यनेन रेफपरः आर्ध ऋकारस्य वृद्धिः सर्वदा आर् अरारौ गुणवृद्धि ऋकारस्य ऋकारस्य सर्वत्र गुणः इत्युक्ते अर् वृद्धिः इत्यनेन आर् अतः आर्ध इति रूपम् एध आ एध ऐध ओख आ ओख आटश्च इत्यनेन वृद्धौ औख. As you can see here, Atashta is actually an apavada to adgunaha. Vastataha adgunaha ityasya apavadaha. It is when the dhatu starts with an ik that we see the actual prayojan of adagama. Because in all these cases, if we do akara, if we do adagama, then there would have been guna and the rupa would have been different. As soon as we do adagama, there is vriddhi. Because of the vriddhi, we derive these forms. Okay, this is actually the main purpose of adagama in this case. You can see here, if the dhatu starts with akara or akara, even if we do adagama by savarna dirgha, we would have got these forms. And again, in edh or okh, even if we do akara by vriddhirechi, we could have got the forms. But for these dhatus, we could not have got the forms. Okay, so as a common factor, he gives adagama for all ajadis. Once we do at, even though there is possibility of applying the other cases, say a at, we can do akasavarne dirghaha, we can do atashta. Atashta ityeva bhavati apavadatvat. Akasavarne dirghaha ityasya apavadatvat, sarvatra ataha. Atashta ityanena vriddhireva bhavati vishesha vihitatvat. You cannot say it's an apavada because it's not niravakasha, but still it is a badhaka because it is vishesha vihita, because it has been specifically told for art. Wherever we have art, we do vriddhi. Atasavarne nirghaha ityanena api samane rupe siddhe atashta iti vriddhireva bhavati. We do vriddhi. Similarly, ayedh ityatra api vriddhireji ityetad badhitva atashta ityanena adagama eva kriyate. Okay, we always do atashta as soon as we have adagama. Adajarinam ityanena adagame krate atashta ityanena vriddhihi. Okay, because in all these cases, adagama is not specific only to dhatus. We also do it for pratipadikas in some cases. So, in dhatus, since it is always for ajadi dhatu, as soon as we apply adajari naam, we do atashta. Atashta ityanena vriddhau etani rupani siddhyanti. Okay. Right, I hope that was enough. So there are questions like a plus a would have also been I, right? As I said, in case of if the dhatu is starting with akara or with h, adagama or adagama does not make a difference. If you do adagama and savarna dirgha, you get the same. Or if you do adagama and vriddhirechi, you get the same. But as a common factor, he has given at for all the dhatus. As soon as we do at, there is vriddhi by atashcha. Okay. So any questions here? Okay, there's one question about what I said about apavada. It is not apavada because there is no change in form. No, that's not the criterion for apavada. Wherever we say apavada, niravakashatvam apavadasya bijam. So whenever we treat something as apavada, so in the absence it should not have an avakasha. That is in the there is a strict category for terming something as an apavada. Okay, if it's an apavada, so it should always be, its domain should be completely taken over by the utsarga. That is when we treat it as an apavada. So here, atashta can apply in other cases. So it just overrules akasavarna dirghaha because it is a badhaka. Okay. It's not strictly niravakasha because atashta does have its avakasha whenever it is followed by other letters. Okay. Any other questions? Apavada is an exception, yes. So there are certain terms, I mean, which have subtle differences in Vyakarana. When we use say apavada or when we say badhaka, there are strict exceptions and some which just overrule the other sutra because of some other considerations. So apavada is, yes, an exception. Any other questions? Clear with this? So we do adagama or adagama. So lakaraha, lakare krite, yadi lung lung lung. Ityete trayaha lakaraha, tarhi angasya at athava at ityeshaha agamaha bhavati. Okay, so there is question. So, Adgunaha and Vritheti, can we say Vipratishedha Param Karyam? No, it is not Vipratishedha. Vipratishedha is Tulya Bala Virodha, where it is equal in its power. But Atashta is more powerful than Adgunaha or Vritheti because of Vishesha Vihita. It is specifically mentioned for At. So, it is, it's not a Vipratishedha. It is, I mean, if it is easier for you, you can treat it as badhaka or apavada. It's okay, so we will move on. So the next step was the lasya tibadayaha, lakarasya sthane. If it is these three lakaras, we do the adagama or adagama. In all other cases, we just directly, the lakara is replaced by tip. Sutramasti, Tiptasthi, Siptastha, Mibvasmas, Ta Atamja, Tha Satham Dham, Itrahimahin, iti Sutram, Ashtadasha Pratyaha, Etesham Vibhagaha Api Drashtaha, Lahaparasmai Padam, Tangana Vatmane Padam, Ityanena, Tiptasthi, Siptastha, Mibvasmas, iti Navanam Parasmai Padasamya, Ta Atamja, Tha Satham Dham, Itrahimahin, iti Navanam Atmane Padasamya, Tingastrini Trini Prathama Madhyama Uttamaha Ityanena Trayanam Trikanam Prathama Madhyama Uttama Iti Samya Tan Yekavachana Divachana Bahuvachana Nyekashaha Ityanena Punaha Ekavachanam Divachanam Bahuvachanam Iti Samya. So each Pratyaya has a unique identity depending on the Vivaksha, which is the Pada is not Vivaksha, I mean it depends on the Dhatu itself, whether it can take Parasmai Pada or Atmane Pada or both. Depending on the Purusha which we desire to use or the Vachana we decide to use, we take one of these Pratyayas. Okay, so this is the common sutra which gives all the Pratyayas. So as soon as we do the Lakara and Adagama or Adagama if applicable, we replace the Lakara with one of these Pratyayas. That is the next step in Prakriya. Okay. So after that we have the Angakarya. So if we go back to the the next one. Yeah, I think we can also do the next one. So after we do the tip, etc. So there is a question, what is the actual meaning of Vivaksha? Vaktum Icha Vivaksha. Vivaksha is the intent of the speaker. Always in language, it is the intent of the speaker which matters. What is it that I intend to convey? Whether we go to Karakas or Vibhaktis or Lakara, what is it that I am trying to convey? It depends, I mean, which Purusha should we use? Depends on what I want to say. Okay, if I want to say that the Karta is somebody else, say the karta is myself, then I will use kartari prayoga and I will use the uttama purusha, ekavachana, if I am one, and so on. So the prayoga is always dependent on the intention of the speaker. That is what we call the vivaksha. So vivaksha is what governs the actual usage of all words. So the next step, as soon as we do the pratyaya, is to add the vikarana. Okay, agrima stare vikarana pratyaya yojyate. Vikarana pratyayaha api drishtaha. We have seen the general idea of vikaranas. We have not seen the individual vikaranas, but we have a general idea. Sarvadhatuka lakareshu. Lat, lot, lang, vidhiling, let. Sarvadhatukaha. Ityeteshu. Bhava karmanohu. Bhave prayoge, karmani prayoge. Sarvebhyaha dhatubhyaha. Yak iti vikaranaha kriyate. Kartari prayoge tu. So, in kartari prayoga, divadibhyah shyan, swadibhyah shnuh, tudadibhyah shah, rudhadibhyah shnam, tanadibhyah uhu, kriyadibhyah shna. So these six ganas, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, have specific vikarana pratyayas. Anyebhyah shap. For all the other ganas, 1, 2, 3 and 10, we have the shap vikarana pratyaya. Okay, so immediately after we add the pratyaya, we know is it a sarvadhatuka lakara or ardhadhatuka lakara. So if it is a sarvadhatuka lakara, if it is kartari prayoga, kartrarthe sarvadhatuke, remember always that the gana based vikaranas are always in kartari prayoga, in sarvadhatuka lakaras. Kartari prayoge akshamitam sarvadhatuka lakareshu bhave karmaniva yak kriyate. Ardhadhatukalakareshu tu sarvebhyah dhatubhyah kartari karmani bhave sarveshu prayogeshu lut lakare tas, lrit lakare sya, lung lakare chli, lring lakare sya, let lakare bahulam sip. So it is optional, that is why late comes here and there. If we add sip, it is an ardhadhatuka. If we don't, it is a sarvadhatuka. So in ardhadhatuka lakaras, the vikaranas do not depend on the dhatu. Okay, they depend only on the lakara. Whichever dhatu, whichever prayoga, we have the same vikaranas. In sarvadhatuka lakaras, it depends on the dhatu in kartari prayoga. Okay, so each of these pratyayas we'll see when we go to the respective gana. So that is the thing about vikarana pratyayaha. Okay. So if we go back to the beginning now, so as you see, dhatuhu, drishtaha, itsamya lopaha, prakritikani karyani, tataha lakaraha, lakaraha vidhiyate. As soon as we do the prakritika karyas, the dhatu is ready to take on the lakara. Then we do the adagama or adagama. After that, we replace the lakara with tiptasdhi, any of the pratyayas. After that, we add the vikarana pratyaya based on the lakara. Okay, clear so far? So the next step is the anga karya. So there is anga samnya and the karyas which depend on it, which we'll see in the next class. Any questions? Okay, so for today's exercise, okay, I was actually hoping to cover the Anga Karya also today, which was guna. So now we have not yet covered the guna, so it's just the adagama or the adagama. So for the dhatus, you have to apply adagama or adagama and give the rupa, okay, which is pretty simple, assuming that there is a nimitta, assuming that there is one of the lakaras. I'm not giving the lakaras. So lakara hasti. So assuming that there is one of the lakaras, lung, lung or lung, apply adagama or adagama as applicable. So if it is adagama, if it is just bhu, it becomes abhu. If it is edh, there is at, atashtayati vriddhihi, it becomes aidh. So if it is adagama, you have to also apply the vriddhi and give the form. Okay. So the exercise is not complete. I have not just created. So I'll upload it. I'll create the exercise and upload it. So the exercise is to just apply adagama or adagama and get the form. What is the anga? So there is a question. Shvapu. Atra sattvam kena vidhanena bhavati. Kaha artha prashnasya asheha navagataha. Sharmohode.
Atra dhatvadehe. Dhatvadehi hi.
Tadeva, taduktan.
Adi yududavaha hi. Lopaha. It has taken place. Atra shakaraha dhatvadehi nasti.
Upadeshe nasti, tathapi dhatvadihi eva. See, unless it is specified as upadeshe, we take all karyas we do after removing the itsamya. If they say ejantaha dhatuhu, even if there is something like mein, where there is nyakara being itsamya, we remove the nyakara and then only we take whether it is ejanta or not. So the adi anta, we always see after removing the itsamya, unless specified, unless it says upadeshe, always we remove the itsamya and then only look at the whatever the particle, not just dhatu. Sarvatra tathaiva. Yadi dhatuho adeshaha pratyaha. Yadi adimavarnaha antimavarnaha drashtavyaha tarhi upadesha lopan kshamyatam. Anubandha lopan antarameva kriyate.
Atra mama kinchid vaktavyamasti. Atra nakarasya natvam, shakarasya satvam, takarasya takaraha, sarve murdhanya dantyebhyah murdhanya prabalyat bhavishyanti iti mama uchcharana saurabhyam anusutya bhavati iti mama abhipraya. Prashabhyam nona samana pade. Atra nakaraha dantyaha nakaraha murta.
Satyam. Natvam shatvam tu tathe athavashtutvam.
Lutulasa murta. Lutulasa murta. Lutulasa dantya. Ta dantyat uchcharana saulabhyam murdhanya murdhanyaha.
Satyam. Tattu definitely true. I mean, whenever you're doing natva or shatva or shtutva, it is because of the uchcharana. You cannot pronounce a takara after shakara. Shta is your uchcharane vahutvesha. That is definitely karya. Yeah, yeah, that is correct. So those karyas, I mean, see, many of the sandhis which we see depend on the uchcharana sakarya. That is why the sandhi happens. Wherever we have the natva after, say, shakara or repha, uruna, it is actually difficult to pronounce the nakara after the repha. As he said, the same sthana. Just right. Okay. Into tasya atra dhatvadesha saha ityasya tu etanasti. Dhatvadi hi kada drishyate anubandha lopanantaram eva dhatvaditvam pariganyate. Muttalakshmi. You have a doubt? Is it regarding a sandhi in Tingantas or general?
Yeah?
Yeah? You have a question?
Swadhi Sandhi. We were thinking that both ago Ago Apurvasya. The Arjuna Vata. After the Yakara, then the Lopa Shakalyasya we applied. Can we apply Hali Sarvesham?
For Arjuna Uvacha, Hali to nasti kila.
Not Uvacha nahi, Arjuna Vata.
If it is
not Uvacha.
Yeah, you can.
It is, actually, Hali Sarvesham is better, isn't it? It is Nitya.
If it is Vacha, it is right. But how do you get the Ashi Parate? Ashi, yeah. If it is Vakara, yeah.
Because that's the recording, the Udaharana you gave us Arjuna Vacha.
Huh? No, no. Impossible. I mean, because Vacha is not a word, isn't it? It's just a hypothetical one. It should be Uvacha, which I didn't pronounce.
Uvacha.
Maybe. Yeah, yeah. Certainly Uvacha.
So, Arjuna Uvacha means Lopa Sakalyasya.
Yeah, yeah. Because Vacha is not a word by itself. So it's probably a wrong pronunciation on my part.
Okay. I was just thinking whether I should say. Yeah, thank you. Okay,
for the others, sorry, that was not regarding this class. It was some other thing. So, sorry. So, that's it for today. Dhanyada. ಯೇನಾಕ್ಷರಸಮಾಮ್ನಾಯಮಧಿಗಮ್ಯ ಮಹೇಶ್ವರಾತ್ ಕೃತ್ಸ್ನಂ ವ್ಯಾಕರಣಂ ಪ್ರೋಕ್ತಂ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಪಾಣಿನಯೇ ನಮಃ ವಾಕ್ಯಕಾರಂ ವರರುಚಿಂ ಭಾಷ್ಯಕಾರಂ ಪತಂಜಲಿಂ ಪಾಣಿನಿಂ ಸೂತ್ರಕಾರಂ ಚ ಪ್ರಣತೋಸ್ಮಿ ಮುನಿತ್ರಯಂ